ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com. Are you struggling personally or professionally because of the coronavirus shutdown? Ready to grow your business and serve more customers and clients? Finally, there's a trustworthy website with resources, relief options, grants, support, and much more for small businesses, nonprofits, and individuals. One location with all the information. It's time to get back to work, life, and reopen America. Visit ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com today. The ultimate resource platform to help you in every way.
This is Everything Homes special segment. Stories needing sharing. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
This is our special segment, Stories Needing Sharing. And today's topic, from mom to overnight business success. Just have a celebrity and music artist like Joy Villa wear your purse on the Grammys red carpet. Our guest today, Michelle Walker, the owner of Purposeful Design. Before I bring her on, a shameless plug for our talk radio show, podcast, and patriotic purpose-driven resource platform. All of our episodes are listed on our website, everythinghometalkshow.com. Please check it out. Begin to use it as a resource to meet, learn from, and hire the experts, guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They are truly good people doing good business and good things. People and companies you can trust to provide quality content, products, and exceptional service. You can also follow us on social media. All links are on our website. And don't forget to rate and review Everything Home so you can receive one entry to win a free giveaway in our monthly contest. This episode summary has the link, or visit everythinghometalkshow.com. And please subscribe to our podcast so you never miss any of our great guests or special segments. So first, my joke, then on with the show. Why did the blonde go outside with her purse open? Because she heard there would be a change in the weather. See, it's a show about a purse. Figured I had to find a purse joke. Believe it or not, that was the cleanest purse joke that I found. It's amazing. On these websites that say that they're clean jokes, they're kind of dirty. Sometimes I have to change some of the joke because it is a little too much, since this is a family-oriented show. It's not one of those that only premieres, you know, like after 11 o'clock. I have to keep it a little bit clean. So I want to introduce my guest today. It's Michelle Walker, the owner of Purposeful Design. I came across her because I saw a post that we shared on Twitter, and she has an absolutely beautiful purse, but the special part of this whole story is the person that was wearing it on the red carpet at the Grammys was Joy Villa. Joy Villa is the artist and the musician, amongst the many titles of things that she is. At all of these Hollywood events, she's wearing some sort of pro-Republican or pro-conservative statement dresses that just shock everybody. And of course, in the Hollywood world, they are completely opposite. You know, you couldn't have more of a contrast. So when she shows up there with this statement on, and I believe it was the impeach on one side and then reelect on the other. And then she's holding your purse. I mean, these people must go crazy. You know, they just see that and they're like, ah. And then she just is so strong, and the courage that she has, because she believes in it so much. She's there and she's got her, you know, her beautiful face, and she's proud and she's taking pictures, and it's almost like, oh, we can't get her. And, you know, it is amazing. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and let everyone know how it came to be where your design, your purse got onto the red carpet.
Oh boy. Well, I am a stay-at-home mom. I have a daughter who is 9 and a stepdaughter who is 6. I've always had like an artsy way about me. I've always enjoyed art, things like that. Honestly, I just wanted to find a hobby while I was at home just to keep myself busy. And I had gone to a GOP event and I saw an older woman with a purse that had a elephant and it was holding like a little flag. And I loved the purse, and I asked her about it. And she said, you know, I'm so sorry, but I've been told that this was one of a kind. My daughter, I think it was, or someone in her family had gifted it to her, and they had bought it at like a boutique shop, and the owner had said, "We don't, you know, this is one of a kind. We don't get purses like this." And so I was quite jealous, to say the least. And so I went home and I started looking to see if I could find anything sort of similar. And I thought to myself, you know what? I can do this. I can make my own design, and, you know, I could wear it to, you know, GOP events here. And so I did. And while I was making it, I had followed Joy for a while. I was making the purse for me originally. I thought, you know what? I want to gift it to her. She is such a bold person. She really believes in, you know, the conservative movement, what we're doing in our, you know, party and all of these things. She's so confident. And I thought, you know what? Well, she would be the perfect person. So I messaged her on Instagram, not knowing if she would respond because she's so busy and has so many contacts that I'm sure things get flooded in her messages. But honestly, about an hour later, she responded. I had sent a picture of the purse telling her I was going to gift it to her. And she responded with excitement. I mean, she was super excited that I would be doing this for her. So I sent it to her. I actually made a second one, and I sent her the second one. And then next thing you know, I saw it on the Grammys.
As we were talking before show, I said, I would have loved to have seen a picture of your face when you were watching TV and you're like, that's my purse. Wait a second.
Oh, yeah.
She's wearing my purse.
Jaw dropped to the floor. Jaw was dropped to the floor. My daughter was here. So it was really special because I was able to experience that excitement with her. She was able to see her mom do something, and then there's fruition that, you know, there was fruits involved at the end, and it was displayed. And she, you know, to see her excitement too was really fun. That she was so excited for me, and it was just fun for all of us. We all celebrated. It was a really great, great, great moment.
And I want people to realize, well, you weren't trying to be strategic. You weren't saying, okay, I'm going to reach out to her. I'm a whole bunch of other celebrities. It's a numbers game. And I know that this event's coming up. Mm-hmm. It's not like you work with a publicist. You didn't have an agent. It wasn't anything like that.
Right.
You contacted the most, what you thought would be the most compatible person that had the same ideology of what your product represented. It just also happened to be somebody who ended up being the most genuine and also somebody who was sincere, because not only did she respond, she ended up wearing the purse. She ended up wearing it. And then also you've been in touch with her afterwards. She was very down to earth, like a normal person you would expect, you know, normal.
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it. She is extremely down to earth. She is not the typical Hollywood star. She just loves people, and she's not about hate. She's not about any of that. That's why she can graciously wear what she wears to places with a huge, beautiful smile on her face, and she seems unbothered. But she is extremely down to earth. She messaged me that same night, although I was sleeping. She lives in California, so there's the hours differences. But she messaged me and, oh my gosh, sis, I wore, you know, your purse to the Grammys. Tell everybody. And she had tagged me on a post of one of her purses. She was naming the designers for each of her things that she wore. She tagged me in it. And I just, you know, I really appreciate people like that, because Hollywood seems to have a really bad, it's a bad look. You know, you think of stars and they seem just unapproachable. And I'm sure not all of them are, but she was so down to earth. And I really, really enjoyed making it for her. And she looked beautiful. Another thing I want to point out, Michelle, I had no idea. Again, I had no idea she would wear it to the Grammys. And I had no idea what she was wearing. She kept that a secret. She doesn't tell anybody what she's going to be doing until the reveal, until that day. So another thing that's crazy is the purse matched exactly to the dress. I mean, to the cape that she was wearing, or the coat with the blue and the stars. I mean, the GOP elephant really was the perfect thing for that outfit. So that's another mind-blowing aspect of the story as well.
You got the idea from a design because you were at an event, but was there something that made you realize, I would like to have more of a patriotic theme to my design? Where did that come from?
Well, I mean, I had seen her purse. It wasn't the GOP elephant. It was just an elephant with a flag, I believe. And I thought, you know, it wasn't even Swarovski crystals. It was just I don't know how to describe it, just like a little elephant. It looked like a pin, but it wasn't a pin. It had the flag. And I wanted to do my own, so I wanted to make it sparkly and all these things because I just love sparkles. And so the crystals, and then, you know, I thought of the elephant was great, the GOP, my husband's vice chair of the Northeast region of Wake County. I help him with things like that, and the GOP, we go to events. So I wanted to make it for myself, and I thought, you know what, the GOP elephant is so cute. It's red, white, and blue. Why not? And so that's kind of just how it started. I felt like I was confident enough to be able to replicate it, and I did, and it came out so beautiful. I couldn't be more happy.
I do like that you add the sparkly to it, because I think it really makes it pop. It's not something that you would bring around every day, but it's something that you can really dress up an outfit, or it's obviously it's red carpet style tuxedo type of black tie event. But yeah, it's really, really pretty. Is there any interaction that you've had because of this exposure?
Being on the Grammys definitely has been a great thing for me, a lot of exposure. I didn't mention this to you. Well, I kind of did. In 2019, when you start approaching the new year, you know, you write your resolutions and things like that. And my husband is very diligent with stuff like that. And he said, well, do you want to, in 2020, push your purses? And I said, you know, no, I kind of just want to make it a hobby. I don't want to stress myself out. I want to enjoy it. You know what I mean? And I felt like if I made it into a business, I was going to lose the enjoyment. I wasn't going to be able to, you know, do it at my pace. And, you know, I might feel choked and all these things. And I tell you, 2020 had a different, mission for me, because I tell you, I had no idea I'd be on the Grammys. And now it's like, you know what? You do have a choice of whether to you drop this all or keep it moving. And I just have to keep it moving. I can't let this opportunity that does not happen to most people to die. I just can't let it die. So
as I mentioned earlier, what was special is that you weren't doing this from a strategic way. You thought this was, the timing was perfect. This is the right person who I want to send it to, not expecting, obviously, even if she was going to respond or wear the purse. But it's a special story to me because it's not something that you were doing full time. It wasn't something that you were doing every day. This opportunity has almost pushed you into, now you have no choice. You want to get as many purses as you can into the hands of the people who want to purchase it, because obviously we go into business because we have a passion for what we're doing, but we also have bills to pay and we want to make money while we're doing it. It's like you're doing all this for fun just because
this
it's cool to
life.
Do, you know? Yeah, it's with a business, you still need to have revenue. With all that being said, since this is kind of all new to you, is there any advice or there's any tips that you can give people who were in your situation and they're looking to take things to the next level, or they're not quite sure what they need to be doing, that this might be inspiration for them?
The business definitely, I mean, although I went to school for business, it's still very new to me. And I would suggest to anybody, reach out to people that are experts in the field. I mean, there's no harm in you trying to get some advice and picking someone's brains and having brainstorming ideas with business owners and people with like minds and get ideas from them. And then most of all, trust God. You know, I think that He directs our steps. This is part of why I named it Purposeful Design, not only because these designs are purposely made, every crystal goes on, and there's a purpose why I put the crystal where I did, just because of I see the shine, I know where the angle is going to sparkle. So everything is done it with a purpose, and I just feel like we all have a purpose. And I think that we need to tap into really what it is. What is the message and what is the impact that we want in our lives and in other people's lives? And so my next advice is trust the Lord and He will direct your steps. As long as you keep Him first, you can't go wrong, honestly.
I think that was very well said. what we're going to do, since we have our patriotic purpose-driven resource platform, which is our website, I mentioned earlier, everythinghometalkshow.com, yes. where we showcase yes. different experts and different products and different professionals and guests and even celebrities, where we have all of their shows on there. So what we're going to do is we're going to have the link for your purse. It'll have your website on there. So if people want to go ahead and check it out, they can click on and they'll get directed to your website. So that way they can purchase your purse. So we're going to have you on there since you're now a member of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. We just want to make sure that people can get to the products of the good people doing good business and good things. And since you're one of them and you're part of the family now, we want to make sure that people know how to reach you. Please give your website and any other information about your business and how people can get a hold of you.
My website is purposeful-design.myshopify.com. I have right now 3 purses on there. I definitely do custom orders. So if anyone ever wanted to message me, which my email is purposefuldesign2020@yahoo.com. Please email me. We can discuss designs, things like that. And I would love to make a purse for anyone who is interested. I think they make statements. I think if you're part of the GOP and you are active, I know the GOP has events. And this is just a fun way of dressing up and adding some flair to your outfit. You know, women love doing that stuff. And I think it's fun. I think it makes a statement. And I think it opens conversations, too. So that's my website and my email. I do have an IG account for it, at purposeful.design. So you can find my purses there as well.
And you will see it also on the website, everythinghometalkshow.com. Mm-hmm. You're part of our whole purpose-driven movement. The purses, they have a statement, but there's a meaning there. You know, it's an ideology yes. and a belief, and they're pretty.
Yes.
They're yes. pretty. They make people look pretty too. So there's nothing wrong with being sparkly and fun. Your story is great, and I'm excited to see what happens in the future for you. And it sounds like that apprehension that you had, where you're a little bit scared, kind of sounds like it's gone away, and I'm proud of you for that. Take courage to do that. Sounds like you've got at least a plan on what you want to do moving forward. I wish you all the best of luck, and we're here to support you any way that we can, and we're going to check in with you in a couple of months. Hopefully, there'll be another celebrity that you'll be able to do a purse for, maybe even a politician.
Ooh,
I think
I want
that would be
Melania Trump to be wearing my purse.
who did you want?
Melania Trump to wear my purse.
Well,
oh my goodness, that would be so exciting.
Well, and you know, considering all of the big designers have not really embraced or celebrated her or involved her in their designs, I think mm-hmm. she would be very appreciative of somebody like yourself who is genuine, down to earth, believes in God, and is doing something for a purpose-driven reason, opposed to, you know, just trying to make some money. So you might want to go ahead.
That's exactly right.
You might want to send her a purse and see what happens.
I know. Well, you know what, Michelle? If I didn't want to make money, I would make these purses and gift it to all these people. I mean, I just love the way it looks. I would definitely, if I could, had all the money in the world, just make these and gift it to them. But, you know, again, real life.
Yeah, real life, real business. Got to eat, got to pay the bills. Yeah, it's not philanthropy. It's entrepreneurialism and small business. So that's okay. No one expects you to do this for free. Thank you so much, Michelle Walker, the owner of Purposeful Design, that fabulous purse that Joy Villa wore on the red carpet for the Grammys. We're looking forward to having you on with an update in a couple months. So thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
No, thank you, Michelle. Thank you for your team and this wonderful interview. I really appreciate it.
You've been listening to Everything Homes special segment, Stories Needing Sharing, with Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.
Promos for a purpose.com.
Did you know
63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes. Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
Promos for a Purpose.